rushing into us, set multiple floors on fire. We do have the fire contained. We do have a few spot fires out, are working at this time, that we're working on complete extinguishment with. We have searched the first three floors. We're in the process of continuing that search. As of now, as the mayor said, we have two injuries that were transported. EMS will talk some more about that. We have one unaccounted for person, so we're making a thorough search of the building. There are areas of the building, for obvious reasons, because of the fire and the collision with the aircraft, that are unstable. We do have our engineers on scene looking at that to make sure that we keep our firefighters safe while they continue the operation here. And hopefully, within the next few hours, we'll have this fire completely extinguished and let these folks at the law enforcement get on with their investigation. I'm going to turn it over now to James.
Yes. What do we know about the unaccounted person?
All we got was somebody in the building supposedly was at work, and they haven't been accounted for. We cannot confirm whether they were actually in the building. And we're working through a process. We haven't.
That was the sounds today of everybody trying to figure out what happened when a plane flew into an office building with an IRS office inside of it. And sadly, two people were killed and several others were injured and burned in that incident. It was a 53-year-old man, Andrew Joseph Stack, who was trying to make a point by going after the IRS. So he intentionally crashed the plane into the building and posted what he calls his manifesto. It's a very lengthy online, 3,000 pages, I think it is, diatribe attacking the IRS, and said, "I'm hardly the first, for example, one to come to decide. I have had all that I can stand." And he even signs it and leaves his death. You know, leaves his years of his death, 56 to 2010. What was this guy thinking? And all of his friends say he was an easygoing guy. He was a cool cat that played in a band. Nobody, and I mean nobody in this case, had any clue, the people around him, that this was what was going on inside his head. So immediately the F-16s in Houston are ordered up in the skies. Terrorism is the first thought on people's minds, and of course anytime anything happens nowadays, but it wasn't that. It was this Lone Ranger who decided he had had enough of the taxation and being screwed by the man, as he called it, wanting the pound of flesh. He was going to give them the pound of flesh, but too bad that other people had to die as he got his revenge, if you will, and killed himself. In the meantime, there was one silver lining in this whole thing, folks, that I'll tell you about in the beginning. There was a guy who ended up becoming sort of a little bit of a hero after this pilot who had the grudge with the IRS did what he did. And his name is Robin DeHaven, who usually has a job where he's replacing windows. And, you know, that's what he does with office buildings and whatnot. And good for him, he saw what was going on. And he broke some windows. He rushed into the burning building to help people escape. So the Army veteran, who happened to work for a glass company, happened to be driving to a job when he saw it, decided he wasn't going to just drive by or rubberneck. He went into the building and pulled people out and tried to help as many people as he could before the fire trucks showed up and with the ladders. And He took his own foot and ladder and whatever he had to do and got people out of the building. And bravo to him. In fact, we have some applause right here from the get-go, because to me, he is the hero of the day. He is the daily salute. No, we're looking for some applause. Everybody's talking in the audience tonight. That's the problem. But he... good for him that he was driving by and he decided he would get involved, because so often we say this, people do not get involved. And this is an Internal Revenue office where they had about 200 people who worked there, and he had this grudge and decided today was the day. Woo! Sweet. We need some applause. So Robin DeHaven, because we are broadcasting into Austin. Bravo for doing what you did to help the people who were in the building, who were trapped, and who were screaming for help. Yeah, help them. So that's a good thing. Instead of turning a blind eye and going in a different direction, he stepped in. And this is where we start in America Tonight. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging out with you. There are other things we're going to jump to, of course, in this show, including the latest on Toyota and their situation with the big boss coming in from Japan, making the time to testify in D.C. for whatever that's worth. The Taliban is really taking on the chin, bravo, too, as more have been captured, and the Pakistanis are the ones doing the interrogating, so maybe some of them are going to be missing some fingers, but we're going to have some more information, and they're going to share that with the U.S. intelligence folks. And nobody has to get blamed for everything because on the U.S. side, because we're not doing the interrogating. That's the best news yet. Conservatives descend on Washington. It's the big, big bad rally before the midterm elections. There's a lot of buzz over some of the replacement players that'll probably happen if you've been paying attention with the scorecard lately and how people are feeling about their particular representatives. Tiger Woods has decided he's going to have a controlled atmosphere, and his people are controlling it. They're just going to release 5 minutes of Tiger Woods talking, probably apologizing, I imagine, mentioning where he's going to jump on the golf tour next, if he, in fact, even goes that far to do that. But what a setup job that is, and everybody's buying into it, hook, line, and sinker. So that'll be played over and over and over again. I am very, very certain of it. But the good thing is, a bunch of the golf writers were asked, hey, you know, we'll pick out a couple of the golf writers and you can be at this press conference. Of course, they can't ask any questions. So they've decided to boycott it. So bravo to them for stepping up to the plate and not going and not covering that. Let him say his piece. So there's been this kind of feel good thing happening with the Winter Olympics, and then Tiger Woods has to jump in, as some people think, and ruin it for everybody by becoming the news story. All right, so speaking of the Olympics, we're going to talk the Olympics here in this second hour of America Tonight, some of the medals. Now the Americans have 18, including a gold in figure skating. All of that and so much more as we head down the lane toward yet another weekend in February 2010. Hang through.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Hi, this is Peter Krochnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Krochnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Krochnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
Then the angel said to him, Take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines.
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture products today.
Talking about a plethora of things, and we've just barely scratched the surface here. Let's jump out to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Oh, hi, Kate. That miniature 9/11 that took place in Austin, Texas today, how close was that building to the, what do you call it, the State Assembly House? The House of Assembly?
It was kind of down the road from it. It wasn't that close.
So why wasn't there better security? Like, aren't there any kind of aerial security around the government buildings in Austin?
It wasn't a government building.
It was an IRS building, I think.
It was a park. It was in an industrial area. It wasn't a government thing.
I don't know how a guy could fly a plane into a government building after 9/11. You'd think there'd be security.
It wasn't a government building.
I mean, the IRS office was there,
but it was a park.
Other stuff, eh?
Yeah.
It wasn't exclusively a government building.
No, and plus, here's the problem with that. You think of how many government, let's just even, if we took government buildings, you know how many government buildings there are in the U.S.? There would be no way to monitor that. Now, in New York, different, because of the high alert areas and where the airports are coming from, so automatically that goes up on the radar. They couldn't catch that fast enough in the place like Austin.
Still, if I was governor of Texas, I'd have somebody there with a some kind of a high-powered artillery gun like they have on battleships protecting those buildings, but that would probably be too expensive. Did you ever hear what happened to that guy who stole an airplane in Canada and ran out of gas about 100 miles west of Cape Girardeau, Missouri, Rush Limbaugh's hometown?
No, it was the wildest story, though. I remember that. That was a long time ago.
It was last fall. I never heard any follow-up on that. It was a Muslim guy who stole an airplane in Thunder Bay, Ontario, and and flew down to Naval Air Force or the U.S. Air Force intercepted them. I guess it would be the U.S. Air Force, wouldn't it?
Right, and I thought there was an investigation into it, and...
Yeah. And one other quick thing, I'd like to apologize. There was some crazy gay Canadian guy up in Vancouver. When Vice President Biden was there, he forced a security pass, and he got through, and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police had to wrestle him to the Secret Service, and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police had to hang a licking on him. He almost got to... I think he's got... He was in love with the Vice President, I think, wasn't he?
That's what he was saying, yeah.
Yeah, no, and the funny part about it, when a Secret Service guy told the Vice President that some crazy guy wanted to get a hold of you, Vice President Biden said, "I thought the President was staying in Washington."
I was waiting for that punchline. Have a great weekend.
Yeah,
bye.
I'll tell a lame joke.
Well, no, if we give you the rim shot, this is the new rule on the show. If you tell us a good joke and it's not lame, you get a rim shot if it's halfway decent. If it's bad, if it's flat out awful, you get the crickets. I guess I should have told Donovan about that. That's a new rule we instituted. But I think it's a good one. I like it. How about Don in Wyoming? Dono, what's happening?
Quit changing the rules, man. Come on.
Come on.
Hey. Hey, Shade, a lot of things going on. I do want to get my Toyota joke to you, so I gotta tell it to you first. But I think a lot of politicians are listening to your show, Kate. And some of us are great inputters like Mark and I and our buddies from Canada there. And you remember a couple weeks back we were talking about the anchor babies and illegal immigration and, you know, that they don't even got, the parents don't even got to learn Spanish now because they just have their kids translate to them. Well, and I said, well, you know, one of the ways to fix some of this problem is to, you know, if you're not legal in the United States and you have a kid, the kid's not automatically a U.S. citizen. It doesn't give you rights to stay here.
That's
and
right.
I guess there's a bill floating around in Congress right now to change it to that, to where, if you're not legally here in the United States and you have a kid, the kid's not an American.
That's right.
So that would be, do you think that would be something that could help change it some? Because it obviously...
Oh, you know, definitely. I think it's about time. Absolutely. I agree with you. Yeah.
You know, they come up here, and then that's not counting how much it costs to put them through school, you know, public education and stuff, where I think every school district in America is screaming for money right now because of, you know, the taxes not coming in, et cetera, hey, did you say Americans are going to pull off 30 Olympic gold? Or
I said the Americans are going to win 30 medals and they were going to pull out 10 gold, but I think they're going to exceed that in the 86 events. I think they're going to get more.
Well, yeah, because if you got 86 events times 3, that's 258, is that right?
Oh, nobody's. They're not going to get 258 as you. No way. The highest they will get is 40 medals. There's just no way.
Come on, Kate. There's 250 something medals
to
be won. You don't think America could pull off a third of those at least? 80 of them?
I don't think so. No, I don't think the totals will be that high, silly.
All right. Well, anyway, but tell my buddy Alan and Sam up there, get ready for the whipping coming on Sunday. So. Americans and the Canadians, I'm actually going to lie. I don't watch too much hockey. You know, it's never really been my sport, but I will be watching that one. And of course, if my prediction is bad, I don't mind having Sam and Al call up and rub it in that they whipped up on us again. But anyway, back to Toyota. I figured out a way to where Toyota can get away with never having problems with their cars again.
Okay, how can they do that?
Well, evidently the guy that owns the company, you know, the president, his daddy, you know, the grandfather built the company back in 1937, and, he spells his last name T-O-Y-O-D-A, which I've actually been to Toyota Japan, been to the factory there, and that's how they spell it, you know, T-O-Y-O-D-A.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started thinking, well, they need to change the company name to that instead of a T, have a D at the end there. And then, you know how, like, you ever seen those Toyota pickups going down the road and people chop off the OTA, and you got T-O, you know, it says toy on it, or they make different words out of it. Well, all you'd have to do is drop off the first, the T-O, and then you'd have Y-O-D-A, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you could call them Yoda Mobiles, see? And what does Yoda have?
What does Yoda have?
Yoda has a force. See? they never break down, right? So
I'm gonna let the decider on that joke be Donovan. Donovan, he gave you the crickets. We gotta let you slide, Don. You got the crickets. You got the crickets. He didn't like the joke. You get the crickets, you could go. Don, by the way, and anybody else that's listening, I do have a bet with our pal Sam across the border. With Team USA taking on the Canadians on Sunday, if I say the U.S. wins, it's going to be tough. The U.S. wins, bravo, and he's got to sing the Star Spangled Banner. The Canadians beat the Americans. I have to sing O Canada on America Tonight, which I will do on Sunday. Yeah, that could be interesting. O Canada. Dana's listening to us in Texas. Hey, Dana. Maybe she...
That Yoda joke.
Did you like it?
What was the punchline? I didn't hear it.
If the punchline was the Yoda, that he's got the Force.
Yoda's got the Force. That was bad.
Yeah, lame.
That was bad. Yeah.
Lame. We can't let people get away with lame jokes anymore. What's on your mind?
Well, number one, I never heard from Mark in New York. He never emailed me, so he must not have been listening last night. And
we'll tell him.
I saw when I went to get some milk at the store earlier today, at the checkout line in the tabloid bracket, you know, racks, there was one of them that said Tiger Woods cheated while he was in his recovery center. I thought, you know, there's two things I need to do with that boy. His testosterone is just too out of control. He needs to be put on a Lost Island or Alcatraz or something where he's out away from everybody. Or they need to castrate that boy. I mean, he's out of control. If he can't contain himself in rehab, I feel so sorry for his wife.
Well, but
he
first
should have caught him with that golf club. That would have prevented all.
Oh, yeah, and the golf club. So nothing happened with the golf club, apparently. This is a swing and a miss. With the golf club, but, I saw that, I know what you're talking about. It is one of those tabloidy magazines or papers or whatever. And everybody's talking about Tiger Woods. Thanks, Dana, because he's returning to therapy after he speaks publicly is what we're gonna hear a little bit of. That's why he chose to make Friday his first public comments. So it'll be televised and, then he's gonna get back to therapy. I wonder when he's gonna get back to the tour and, I don't think we're going to find out much about Tiger Woods with his little 5-minute release. Hang with us. We'll take more.
So you've been on endless blind dates, or you're suddenly single again, or your relationship feels like a minefield. I'm Gloria McDonald, host of Secrets of Dating and Relationship Success on WebTalkRadio.net, and I've helped hundreds of people find and grow successful, loving relationships. And I can help you. Secrets of Dating and Relationship Success on WebTalkRadio.net will get you from slump to relationship success.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No. The answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com. Your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Spring is like on Jupiter Mars. In other words, hold my hand.
Christina, is everybody clear on the rule here on America Tonight? If you tell us a good joke and or it sounds good, as Donovan conferred with me off the air, as he put it, if you deliver it correctly, that's part of the deal. So, you know, you get the, it's an honor. You get the rim shot. If not, you're going to get the crickets. That's just how we roll. There were a lot of things that we talked about this past week, and we'll do a re-rack on the week and hit some of the interesting topics politically, certainly. You know, that Evan Bayh stepping aside shocked the Democrats, but the more that I talk to people around Bayh, the more I think it's becoming clear that he's thinking of that third party, and he let it slip in an interview to Charlie Rose, the PBS interviewer, does this show on PBS anyway. And I think he was setting the stage for something. You know, I've been pushing for that whole third party thing for a while on AETN. Let's get some fresh voices. You know, you talk to some of the people on the Hill, though, and they'll say, everybody always says that about fresh voices. I truly believe maybe it's time, with the way the political machine works, you get just a completely different third party that you can throw in there. Some people with a lot of teeth that can run on their own. David is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hello, David.
Oh, well, how you doing there?
Good. How about you?
Well, can't complain. I wish this global warming would go away. I'm anyway, no choice. Well, I'm really honored to get to talk to you. You're commonly a part of my morning. This is the time of day that I'm up and such like that. I did want to address something, and I also want to submit a joke. I don't know which one I should do.
Tell the joke last. Tell us what you want to talk about, and we're glad you listened to the show, and go for it. What's your two cents on what do you want to talk about?
Well, you know, I've been able to agree with you down the line pretty much on everything, probably more than I agree with my wife. But I don't know, and I hear a lot of people talking about this third party thing,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not really crazy about the idea.
How come? Because you're afraid it'll, what, detract from our system of democracy, of the two-party system, or?
Yeah, well, our two-party system, you know, I've got a couple of years on me. I guess we have to count decades. But when I started out, and I've been active in the political process since mm-hmm. I was very young, you know, mm-hmm. The first campaign I worked on, I was like 13 years old, trying to get Barry Goldwater nominated for the Republican contender in the race. It worked.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that back then we used to have parties. They had planks, and there was a process you went through, and you established your planks. And, you know, it's hard to get, you know, a whole bunch of people to agree on every single thing, but if you agreed on 12 out of 15 planks, heck, you were doing good. And then the people that went to represent that party's platform upheld those planks. And it seems like that's all falling apart, you know. And everybody, both sides, they keep spending money. You know, we had a balanced budget 174 years ago, you know. And I'm just a little disappointed in a lot of people up there that are supposed to be working for us.
Well, well, you said it right there. Let me stop you. You said it right there. You're disappointed. You're somebody, and bravo that as a kid you were even interested in this, because you must have grown up in the same kind of family as I did, where we talk about politics and about the right to vote and that whole thing. And there's not enough people thinking straight, or they're log jammed, or I don't know what it is. But here we have these members of Congress that just don't seem to be listening, as if because they're too partisan or because of truly ideological reasons, or what is it? That's why the whole third party started to get some real life into it. I'm not that we haven't had people who have been independents that have run, but the idea that, well, geez, maybe we need to offset this, because you can feel the frustration, and we need something to change. We need something to change to improve the way we're doing business. And, you know, maybe you're right. Does a third party, does it spread the system too thin? Is it that you, when you were a kid and you were following politics, there was a way that you went through, like you said, the planks, you went through the system, and maybe because a lot of that's got thrown out the window, and it's more, and you know this, it's about popularity. It's about that whole popular thing. It's about being the sexy one, about being the one who looks good on the tube, and maybe that's part of the problem, is that we're all about celebrity now, and it's that 15 minutes, if you can grab them, David. You know what I'm talking about. The depth isn't there as much as it was in the parties in the past.
Yeah, and I think we're being robbed in that. I think everybody wants to just... I think there's a concentrated effort from pretty near all politicians. I know some good ones, but pretty near all politicians just tend to try to keep everybody divided and keep them on talking parrot points from the right, talking parrot points from the left. And in the meantime, they're just having a jolly good time, you know. It's just a little disgruntling. But I am active with a number of local groups. You know, I go to Frankfort, our state capital. I went and met many of my friends from different parts of the country out in Washington, D.C. last September 12th.
Mm.
And I don't care what anybody on NBC or something says. There was a bunch of people there.
There was a bunch of people there. And there were all kinds, and you were there, so you know there was all kinds of different people, right?
Oh, yeah, and you would be amazed. The lady that had a room across, we stayed in the Hyatt, and that's $280 a night, by the way. The lady across the room flew in all the way from Seattle. And this old couple, and people with kids, and it was just, you know, and I get really, that's another thing that really irks me, is when I hear on news reports and stuff about all these people that are involved in 9/12 movements or Tea Party movements or whatever, how they're just all a bunch of crazies. No, these are honest-to-goodness people that work for a living most all their lives, or are working for a living, or want to have a future, or whatever. These are mm-hmm. all kinds of people that are just very concerned about our nation,
right,
and what the heck is going on with it. And these jokers up in Washington, D.C., just they seem like they have some kind of a lock on, oh, well, we don't have to listen to them. We're going to do what the heck we want.
Well, see, you just said it, and that's, you almost made my argument for the third party, because those jokers in Washington, D.C.,
well,
and they're not paying attention.
I don't know the answer there. I just don't know the answer.
Yeah, we don't have the answers, but I am so happy that you called us because of your political activism and the fact that you care enough that you express yourself and did your whole life, and that you made the trek up to Washington. Tell us your joke.
Okay, I was wondering if I still had time for that.
Tell us your joke.
Okay, this came across the internet the other night from a friend of mine, and he pointed out how the Bush administration, Obama administration, had decided to honor President Bush, for his service and everything else, like that, and so they. They found where they had those tectonic plates that moved around out down there in Haiti and made a big old mess down there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they decided that from now on, in honor of the 43rd president, that was going to be called Bush's fault.
Bravo! That was the joke of the night. Thanks for calling us. Call again, David.
I'm so honored to and I like listening to your show, and thank you for letting me talk.
All right, that was great. That joke was good. He hit the mark on that one. That's what we were looking for. I knew he had it in him. I could tell. He had the build-up. He had the right build-up, so I knew he was probably going to deliver that, and he was on the money big time. All right, coming up in our next segment on America Tonight, we can count, but as a prelude into We Can Count, a couple of quick notes for you. One, sadly, I mentioned this at the top, the angry suicide flyer, the pilot, he targeted the IRS and he posted his note online. But, you know, and this is the guy next door that people knew that liked. I mean, turning over as many leaves as I can, I'm getting nothing that shows anything but that on the radar. So, but did anybody know? I mean, did anybody have any inkling? Like the FBI, when they go through websites and come up with things, did this send any bells off, any alarms off? He didn't. I mean, he posted it, boom, right before he took off in the plane. But he launched that attack on Thursday by first setting his house on fire and then going into the building. And a federal law official identified the guy as Joseph Stack. I mean, it's Andrew Joseph Stack, but he goes by Joe Stack. And they were looking at a long anti-government, you know, manifesto and farewell note that he posted on the web as an explanation for what he was about to do, but it didn't come through fast enough for anybody to see it. The timing was that he hit it before he went into the plane, and it was all about the run-ins with the IRS and rants about the tax agency and government bailouts. See, it goes back to that government bailouts and corporate America. He said corporate America's thugs and plunderers. Ooh. All right, we can count coming up around the bend.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C. until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden, you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
Profits for the 10 largest insurance companies rose 250%. Did you hear those numbers? 250% from 2000 to 2009. That's 10 times faster than inflation. The top five, WellPoint, United Health Group, Cigna, Aetna, Humana, took combined profits of $12.2 billion, up 56% from 2008. The chief executives of the top five received $24 million on average in 2008. Healthcare spending in the U.S. is about $2.3 trillion annually. That's about 16% of the U.S. economy. So, Health Secretary Kathleen Sebelius a couple of weeks ago demanded, if you remember, that Anthem Blue Cross from California, that's a unit of WellPoint, pony up the information about plans to boost premiums up to 39%. And she mentioned on Thursday that the agency's report showed others were doing the same thing. They were trying to get some extreme premium increases. And she said that she knows that insurance companies aren't suffering the same kind of downturn. Really, no kidding. You just got the numbers to back that up. That, those are incredible, incredible numbers. Boy, if your health care premiums went up 39%, what would that do to your pocketbooks? That wouldn't be good. See, this is the problem. So we keep saying this. Erase the state lines. Create the competition so that you can competitively shop around. I mean, that's what has to happen. And great, do the thing about, you know, pre-existing conditions. there are things that are, I think most of us agree upon. So go after that. That's the thing to go after. And all the gobbledygook and special interests in between, pull that out. Pull that out. And sure, wherever you are, you might have particular plans to the region, like United Health or Tufts and Blue Cross in Rhode Island is a good example. They're asking for 16% increases, and there's some that are much worse than that. And we told you about one of them, 39% is, oh, that's the worst I've heard in Cali. I don't know how anyone can live in California. You have to be, you either have to be in the posse of somebody rich and famous there, or you have to be one of them. Or lucky, just darn lucky, or for a blue blood, somebody from a family with a bunch of money. Count them when we're talking about weekend counts in Vancouver. American Evan Lysak ended a true champion's reign, and he clinched the gold medal in men's figure skating. He knocked down the Russian. This is big news, because when do you have an American medal in that event? You have to go back to Brian Boitano to find an American able to do that. So good for Lysak. Oof, just incredible performance. I happen to see just a tab of that. I mean, he was great. They have a thing called the triple Lutz, triple toe loop combination. He did that. He had 12 jumps. 7 in combination, which is a hard move to do, and he nailed the gold. By the way, in the medal count, 18 for the U.S. We lead the pack. How about that? Bravo to the American athletes. That's something to be proud of, 18. And still counting, because this is early in the game. I have a feeling that there'll be much more to come. My prediction of 30 might be a little bit low. I think it could be closer to 40, 45 maybe. I don't know. Maybe not. I said 30 and I said 10 golds. 8 is the amount of the missionaries that were freed in Haiti, not the 10. Now they are starting to talk. They were accused of child trafficking, if you remember, after the earthquake. They were caught at the border going to the Dominican Republic. Luckily, they have been released. And, of course, the people that were released are pushing for the two other women left behind in jail in Port-au-Prince to be freed. So they're going their separate ways, either to Kansas City or Idaho, and talking a little bit about the experience since they were in jail for a couple of weeks. And I'm sure thrilled to get out of there. They were whisked away like nobody's business. And this is a very, very big story. What happened was the judge decided that the 8 were okay to go. He still wanted to find out more about the group's leader and her former nanny. They were still questioning them about things about a previous trip to an orphanage in the Dominican Republic, things that they didn't like what they saw. But in this case, with the 8, they were let go primarily. And this is what I thought it would hinge on. The parents of the children came forward and said, look, we gave these kids up on our own, and we gave them to the people and wanted them to take them and give them a better life, and that's what we wanted to happen. It was a voluntary thing, and that had big sway with this Haitian judge, Bernard Saint-Via, and good for the 8 that got out, but those other two women, I don't know, they might have some difficulty there proving what they were doing. They're denying the whole child trafficking charges and saying it was just a do-it-yourself rescue mission to take, children that were quake victims and get them in this orphanage that was thrown together in the Dominican Republic, but, I don't know about the two women because of the previous trip. They might have a harder time actually convincing this judge that they should be able to leave, and they weren't intending to do anything with the kids other than what the other members of the group were saying, is just to get them to safety and help them and all that other sort of stuff. It'll be a grilling, I'm sure. The head of the Toyota Motor Company or Corporation is going to testify next week. Originally, he wasn't even going to come in and until a couple of months, but there's all this pressure. There's this need to now explain what's going on with the company's worst ever safety crisis. And I think that the grandson of Toyota's founder says he's got, you know, sincere explanation of the problems that's leading to the recall of millions of cars, and has decided he better get in there and he better explain. I think we know the numbers by now, but I'm going to give them to you once again. 8.5 million cars worldwide, the accelerating and the braking, that was the big thing. And shares of Toyota eased 1.2% in Tokyo trade on Friday. They fell 20%. They've fallen 20% since January 21st, wiping out $25 billion in market capitalization. Whew. That's a big number, 20%. But it's not surprising. If you have some kind of a glitch and the biggest recall ever, well, that you're going to see that. That's how stocks live and breathe. And especially when you're talking about a product like a Toyota. You know, they've recalled more than 6 million in the U.S. and it's that accelerator pedal becoming stuck by a loose floor mat or because of a glitch in the pedal assembly. And here's the thing that really has gotten Toyota in the hot water. There have been 34 crash deaths, and they're blaming them on the unintended acceleration since 2000. That's the thing. And this is the complaints that have been tracked all along, and that's why you're seeing people start to come out of the woodwork to ask a lot of questions and the demand to hear from Toyota, the automaker themselves. So that's why you're getting the head of Toyota actually stepping foot in our country and coming down to explain what's going on, and from their point of view, probably a smart move. Initially, he wasn't going to do that. Here's another stat for you for the Week in Count segment. Top 400 earners in the U.S., you know what they're averaging? $345 million in 2000. Yeah, that's according to the IRS. The average tax rate for the households fell to the lowest in almost 20 years. So the 400 highest earning households, an average of $345 million. Up 31% from a year ago. Somebody's making some money out there.
I think we've confirmed you can't govern from a teleprompter. Just because you're good on TV doesn't mean you can sell socialism to freedom.